Roni's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roni.
We've straightened up in here, and we've invited Peter Fransden into the Roni Zone. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Great. Good to be here.
Now, you're a bit of a unicorn.
I'm a unicorn?
You are hard to spot on the interwebs, but you do come out every now and then. So it's just great to have you here, and I really appreciate you coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure.
Now, you are one of the few people that makes me want to give up. and make baskets and sell them at the swap meet, because you are very, very good. And
oh, thank you.
I think early on in my trek, I said, you know what, I need to kind of see what's out there. And I stumbled upon spiritblade.net, which is your site, and it had bleeps and things. And my site did not have bleeps. And then I listened to your little boops and beeps and stuff when you highlight over things. And then I listened to your project, and I was totally blown away. It is the best Christian production, if not the best production I've heard. I'll tell you why. It's not just that it sounds nice. The heart is good. The themes are translations of themes from a book that people rarely read. And the fact that you are at the helm, you're just so dang talented that it's like frightening scary. Because not only do you act well, but you do music, and it's just talk about a triple threat, and that's what makes me kind of want to wander away and just give up. But
I suck at dancing a lot, if that helps at all.
Okay, I suck too, so that's even. We're fine. Let's kind of start at the beginning now. Now, when did you begin to kind of toy with audio?
Let's see if I can trace it back. 2006 was when Spirit Blade came out. So I would say probably two or three years before that, I originally started writing Spirit Blade as a novella, and then it eventually evolved into a stage show. But just audio drama appealed to me because I saw lots of just crap, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. I hope that's okay, an okay word for your podcast. In terms of like Christian movies and particularly Christian movies, I just thought, man, we don't have as the church worldwide just doesn't seem able to bring together the budget, the ability, just all the stuff that's required to tell a really good story in a movie, particularly like explosive sci-fi and action and stuff like that. But I thought, you know, with audio drama, here I can buy sound effects from various Hollywood sound effects engineers and their libraries and stuff like that, so I can have the same caliber if I'm willing to put the bucks down for it, and it's not going to cost millions and millions of dollars to tell a crazy, cool action sci-fi type story, you know, through audio drama. So I thought, you know, that's a medium that if I work hard and just learn as I go, I could eventually meet and even exceed the industry standard, even in the secular realm. I think that's kind of the journey that I'm on right now. I don't think I'm there yet, but I've been learning a whole lot, and I think it's very doable.
What was your influence? If you could look around when you started and said, that was good, and that's what I'm trying to go for.
You mean in terms of like stylistically?
Right, right. What were the audio influences that inspired you?
There were almost no audio influences that inspired me. Okay. It was because I'm a movie buff. Mm-hmm. I try to bring as much as possible a kind of cinematic feel to audio drama, as opposed to kind of the classic sense and feel of audio drama. So I would say movies are definitely a big inspiration for me, comic books as well. Now, in terms of, like, the technical side and, like, how I wanted it to sound and stuff like that, and just kind of, like, the bar being set technically, I looked at Focus on the Family's Left Behind series, and also their, let's see, the Chronicles of Narnia. Mm-hmm. Just the Focus Radio Theater stuff was kind of my technical bar.
Yeah.
I said, okay, so this is what, you know, when you get all the people and the money thrown at it, because, you know, Focus has money. But when you get the people and the money thrown at it, this is what it should sound like. This is the caliber of what it should sound like. But in terms of stylistically, I draw my inspiration from movies and comic books primarily.
Have you seen Kill Bill? On a random question.
Oh my gosh, that is random. I know I saw at least one part. I can't remember. I might have seen the second part too.
That film has the most incredible sound ever.
Oh, I hadn't even noticed.
Go back, watch it again, whatever part you want to. And it is the most incredibly well done Foley work I've ever heard, period.
Huh. Wow.
There's a scene where, let's see, Daryl. No. Uma Thurman went to go visit Vivica Fox at her home.
Yeah.
And they have this knife fight. And obviously, it's a kung fu stylistic film. But the sound is so incredible that Vivica Fox is serving breakfast for a little girl who's outside playing, and some of it drops on the floor. Well, you can hear the crunching of the cereal on the floor when they're having their fight walking around. It's just...
Was that like in a trailer, the trailer fighting in her trailer or something? Was that her?
It was in a home.
No.
It was in a home,
and Daryl Hannah was in the trailer.
Right.
Okay, sorry.
No. But it's just as I've moved into sound, sounds kind of sticks out more to me. Is that how you've kind of lean now? When you watch a movie, do you kind of listen first, maybe?
I wouldn't say first, but I'm definitely more attuned to it. You know, there was a horror movie a few years ago. I can't remember the name. I think it was called, like, Dead Calm or something like that. It wasn't a particularly unique horror movie, but I did notice that, like, any time right before the bad guy showed up, all the sound just got sucked out, like, layer by layer. All the sounds in the movie were stripped away. And I remember thinking to myself, boy, this is a horror concept that would really work well in audio. So, I would say definitely, I think, more in those terms now.
When I go to your website and I read the little kind of a mission statement that basically you want to present themes, biblical themes, solid biblical themes in a an accessible format, in a sci-fi format that's not sanitized. I said, he's been reading my mail. How did he get that? I mean, you know... And when I read that, I said amen, and I thought I was at church, and I thought I was going to have to give in the offering, because that's good preaching, because in my opinion, the Bible is one of the greatest book that's rarely read, cover to cover, and the stuff that's read, it's just by a little Southern prosperity preacher. And we miss these rich stories that people get stuck on in Deuteronomy, and then they give up. And you miss these real people with these real stories. And what I really love about what you've done is you've said, okay, they're not reading the Bible. Okay, it's tough for me to understand, but I do get it. However, they do go for these Star Wars movies and these Lord of the Rings movies, and so I'm going to do it in a sci-fi format. When did it come to you? Did it come to you all at once that's what you're going to do? That's Spirit Blade, and that's what I'm going to do. Or did it kind of evolve over time?
It kind of evolved over time. I mean, I knew basically in high school that God made it very clear to me that he's wiring me to care about people that don't know Jesus, that don't know the truth of the Bible, and he was wiring me with a passion to reach those people. And then more and more, I saw how sci-fi geeks, of which I am one, and gamers and subcultures and stuff like that, the church just is not really effective in reaching those. In fact, you know, on the church's best days, she says, collectively, she says, well, we love you. Gosh, we sure don't know how to talk to you, but we do love you. So God bless you. Have a good day. You know, and then they walk in the direction. And on the church's bad days, unfortunately, she's saying, you are evil. What you do and what you enjoy is evil, and you need to repent of that if you want to be right with God. And I thought to myself, oh, man, how in the world, you know, are we going to reach this demographic that, you know, oftentimes as geeks we are social hermits, you know, we withdraw already to ourselves, and so we're hard to reach in that sense. Sometimes we're hard to talk to, or whatever the case may be. And I thought, gosh, that's just making the problem even worse to say that they're bad and what they like is bad. So I wanted to reach them specifically, even though I think that what I'm doing is broader and it can be enjoyed by, you know, Joe Schmo who likes cool summer action flicks. But I really have a heart especially for the subcultures there. And I thought that stories is the way to do it, because that's, I've said to a couple people that I think celebrities and stories are the prophets of our day. Most of them are false prophets, but they are the prophets of our day. They are the ones that are communicating the messages and the truth claims that the world is kind of absorbing and then kind of running with. And, you know, I thought, oh, man, these are the people, these are the prophets that are being listened to. So I want to be a different kind of prophet out there that hopefully, you know, I can represent the truth. And even though I'd love for them to be, you know, in the Word, as you said, they're not there yet. So in the meantime, I'm going to try and create stories that will point them to the Word, so that after they're done listening to something I do, maybe they'll be curious enough to go, oh, you know, something I hadn't thought about before. Maybe I should look at this again, or maybe, you know, look at this for the first time or whatever. So that's what all that kind of, how all that evolved.
I just want to say this before we really kind of dig in, and perhaps Christians that are listening would get a little nervous. I mean, let me start right here. Christians in general, in the church, quote-unquote, in North America, have no problem sending money to televangelists, people in India, people somewhere else, somewhere that's not in America. They have no problem writing that check for whatever, but they miss the geek down the street that's next door, that's in the family of the people writing the checks, because they don't know how to reach them. They don't dress right. They don't talk right. They have weird hair. They listen to weird music. They play Xbox 360 24 hours a day. They cannot reach them. But you have really kind of unlocked it, because one of the keys to them is the internet. And I came upon that as well. And I have experienced that hatred is maybe a strong word. I think it's the church didn't know what to do. And because of that, they just kind of said, you either look the way we're showing you, or you're not welcome here. And they're not saying that, but that's the feeling. So, like you and me, we started poking around at, you know, there are very large audio drama groups that if you kind of poke your head up and say, hey, I'm a Christian, they're going to go, oh, we're okay, great, just shut up and listen to our stuff and go vote on our projects and promote for us, but we don't want to really hear from you because you're a Christian, you know. You know, I think it is fantastic, and I want to applaud you because you see the mission field that's been lost and left for a long time, and but you get it. And I have even just early on in my Roni's Own Radio, I've had emails, and we'll talk about emails that you get in a little bit from people in Star Wars groups that said that you're the first Christian I've ever met in a Star Wars fan club. There's plenty of atheists and agnostics, and I was afraid to say anything. Thank you for reminding me that I could be a Star Wars fan and a Christian.
Yeah, absolutely. What's wrong with that?
Well, but it's the story of the church kind of leaving TV, leaving movies, leaving music, leaving performance, and letting the world just run rampant and take it all. Because it didn't fit into their certain mold. And now go ahead.
I was going to say, it's such a shame, because I think that, you know, that retreat was probably based on some good thoughts that, you know, I think at some point someone said, ooh, this might influence me in the wrong way. I should retreat from it. But then it became this kind of legalistic thing, these extra rules we started adding to Christian culture. And before you know it, we've got a Christian mainstream culture that is not interested in discerning, and discerning is such an important word in my personal vernacular, because I think that's what Christians need to do, is, okay, let's go see Star Wars, let's enjoy it for what it is, and then at the same time, let's also listen for the themes in the undercurrent, see how people may be absorbing that, and let's process those themes and see how, when the opportune moment arrives, we might be able to present an alternative, a truthful alternative, you know, to that. But if we're not, and don't get me wrong, there are definitely some forms of art, some movies, some, you know, shows that should just be avoided because they're just harmful to take in, okay? I'm not going to give you a list because everybody has to discern that for themselves.
Sure.
But I think we've gone too far in mainstream Christianity, and we've lost touch with, as I've said, the false prophets of the day. And if we don't know what those prophets are saying, then we're not going to know how to talk to the people that are absorbing their philosophies.
Well, I definitely agree with everything you're saying. I would even kind of add to that and say, you know, the one of about five or six things I agree that Gene Simmons ever said is that the Bible is R-rated. Mm. When he said that, I woke up and I said, you know, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And most people say, no, it's just like the VeggieTales. And I'm saying, no. Have you read Judges? Have you read Judges? Have you read, you know, the Crucifixion? Have you read any of the Old Testament at all? I mean, so with that in mind, there are themes in the Bible. You know, it's funny. Even at church, they told us as kids in youth group, don't read Song of Solomon until you're married. Hello? Hello? So if I read the word breast, that's it. I'm gonna go driving around at night picking up women. Come on now. So it's just, be afraid of the book that you're supposed to read to pattern your life after. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
That is so bizarre.
But
the one thing I love about audio and is probably you, is you can depict certain things that you probably shouldn't, or, you know, you're going to limit your audience in video. And you depict, there's a torture scene and different things. You depict, you know, some pretty tense, you know, action moments in Spirit Blade. And that's kind of, tell us about the story just a little bit, and then tell us how you kind of approach it in audio. It's probably my lottery call right there. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Well, the Spirit Blade basically takes place in the future. It is not, I repeat, not an end time story. We've had plenty of those. Mm-hmm. It takes place before, you know, the events of the end times. Basically, it's a reflection, an exaggerated reflection of our current culture. Truth has been officially outlawed. Anybody that claims to believe in an absolute philosophical truth is basically an outcast of society. They can't get work. They can't be a citizen. I mean, they're just completely the dreg society. And there's a group of men and women that are kind of surviving in the shadows who believe that there is such a thing as an absolute truth in terms of what is guiding, who is guiding, you know, the universe, and what's going on behind the curtain, if you will, of the physical world. And so they're trying to get what they just refer to as the book or the text, which is the Bible, back. They're trying to reassemble it because it was outlawed, you know, hundreds of years before. And so they're scrambling around, finding fragments of it, putting it together, and trying to restore, because it all exists in various places in the earth, because we have that promise that the Word of God will never pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean, you know, that this couldn't happen, that it wouldn't be separated somehow and people wouldn't need to kind of dig to reassemble it. So they're trying to figure all that out, and meanwhile the world is oppressing them, and then you've got demonic attacks. They're going in and out of the spiritual world, going toe-to-toe with demons. There's all kinds of, you know, super-powered type stuff flying all over the place, and, you know, so it's basically a philosophical journey surrounded by crazy action sci-fi fantasy stuff.
I hear a bit of C.S. Lewis-ish kind of influence. Well, unfortunately, we have to stop right there, but we will pick up this interview next time with Peter Franzen, and it's going to be a great time, so be sure to join us next time for Roni's Own Radio. There is no way we can do what we do on our own, so we often play promos and things like that, and we want you to check out these promos, but also take a second and check out these shows if they really seem interesting to you. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Are you just watching?
Do you enjoy watching movies? The cool effects, the interesting characters, the explosions.
Yeah, you like the explosions, admit it.
Well, we do too.
But sometimes it pays to approach Hollywood media with a healthy dose of critical thinking.
Join me, Daniel Lewis.
And Eve Franklin.
As we discuss our favorite movies.
And share critical thinking for the entertained Christian.
So visit areyoujustwatching.com to subscribe.
And don't just watch.
Hello.
Hi. I'm here to pick up Kate for our date.
Oh, you are you? Well, first you're going to have to answer a few questions.
Okay.
Mac or PC?
PC.
Do you have a web page?
What?
I said, do you have a web page, boy?
Yes.
Ever downloaded files illegally?
No, never.
Hmm. Well, do you listen to the Jesus Geek podcast?
No.
Jesus Geek, technology news and how-tos for the connected Christian. www.jesusgeek.info.
Who was that, Daddy?
Nobody you'd ever want to meet. Jesus Geek, www.jesusgeek.info.
Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.